good boy.
Just a man coming.
Is there just a man coming?
Later.
Later.
Just later. I'm the wrong way, Zoe.
That's a good boy. Shall I help you?
Yes, too. Right. Pull my toy up.
That's right. Pull your toys up. You've got an awful lot of things, haven't you?
Lost me, Mammy, come.
Well, no, just been Mum's not coming today, okay?
Later.
Well, he came yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah.
But if you don't tidy all these things up, I think Daddy will probably say he's going to put them in the dustbin, won't he?
Yeah.
So we've got to get them tidied. And then once we've cleared a space, we can put your chair back.
Yeah.
And we can have something to eat, can't we?
Yes. Of course.
Yes, of course.
Of course you can.
Of course you can.
Look at Amy. Look at Amy. But he isn't looking at me.
What's she singing? The nursery rhyme? Butter cake baker's man?
Yeah. It's all gone.
It's all gone. That's very clever.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Ooh.
Well done. Come on into your chair, sweetheart. We'll have
some. I'm with my brother. My Jordan's brother. You're Jordan.
I'm Gordon, am I?
Jordan Henry.
Pretending to be a chair, a train. Now you've got in your chair.
Ooh.
Are you the train or the engine driver?
Engine driver.
The engine driver.
Ooh.
There you are, one sock on and one slipper. Now, where's the other sock gone? Thrown it somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go and have a look. Have you any idea where you've thrown it?
Yeah.
Where?
Over there.
Oh, here we are. This one.
Yes.
Well done. Thank you. Good boy. What's the matter? A little piece of nail broken?
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
And I need nails.
What, you need your nails?
And another.
Another one.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm.
It's not very nice.
Is it not very nice?
Yeah. Yuck.
Yuck, yeah.
It's more like beer.
More like beer?
Yes, it is. Your slipper off.
No, I'm going to leave my slipper off.
No.
No, Thomas, now stop it. You've just tied it up. So what's the point of pulling my slipper off my foot and throwing it down?
Kiss it.
No, that's silly.
I kiss it.
You want to kiss it? What, my slipper or my foot?
Yeah.
Which one?
That one.
My foot? Mm. Oh, Thomas, thank you.
Food like a crisp.
Smell like a crisp? I bet it doesn't smell nice at all. And there was you saying it wasn't very nice, me biting your nail. I think you kissing my feet is even worse.
Right. Oh, my sandwich.
Okay, cheese sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, very boring. Or jam sandwich, or one of each?
No, stop.
What would you like, Sir Thomas?
A blue sandwich.
A blue sandwich?
Yeah.
You don't do blue sandwiches?
Yeah.
What do you mean by blue sandwich?
Like Auntie Mabel does.
Like Auntie Mabel does?
Yeah.
And what sort of blue sandwiches does Auntie Mabel do?
The red ones. And the sandwich. Oh. And the sandwich.
I should make a sandwich.
I don't need that.
Oh, are you not very well?
No.
You must be able to bypass a packet of crisps.
Oh, I found that.
What have you found?
That's
what?
It's there.
What, these crisps?
Yeah.
I'll just put them in front of you.
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Right, what would you like on your sandwich, Thomas? Cheese?
No.
Jam?
Cheese.
cheese?
Baby cheese.
Baby cheese, spreading cheese.
No, baby cheese.
That's just baby cheese, darling.
Not slicing it. There.
Not slicing it?
Yeah.
You would like it sliced?
Nice. Sliced.
Sliced.
Sliced. Sliced. Sliced one.
Okay.
And another slice. Nice one. And that. With that.
Well, that's what Daddy puts in the light bulb when we go away. Because it turns the lights on and off every now and again. So that anybody from outside thinks there's somebody inside the house because they see the lights being turned on and off. What's called?
Mm-hmm. Piece of blood.
Well, let's just make it into a sandwich first, shall we? Are you tired?
Yeah.
You seem quite tired.
I want more juice.
What's more
juice?
Alright, just let me make the sandwich first, sweetheart.
No.
Well, you can be eating this. Whilst I'm making the juice.
Lime juice.
What do you say?
Please.
Please, that's better. There we are. Oopsie-daisy.
What's happened?
Dropped a spoon.
It's somewhere.
It's on the draining board.
The draining board.
Your ear hurt, Thomas?
Well, I'm the big piece of cheese.
All right, darling.
Hold it.
Just let me make the sandwich first, sweetheart.
Press it down, Mummy.
I will. Like that?
Yeah. Press it down.
There you are, it's a piece of cheese.
Press it down. Put it on up there, down there.
Well, look, there's cheese inside. You eat that piece. No, don't do that, Thomas.
I'm hiding it.
No, you're not. You're putting it on the floor.
No!
What's Mummy said? If you don't want to eat something, just put it to one side.
Hello!
Nice. Anyway, let's use that plate. There's your sandwiches. They look nice, don't they?
No.
No?
No.
You're not in a very good mood today, are you?
No.
No? Why not?
Shoes.
Shoes?
No, thanks.
Anyway, there's your sandwiches and there's a mince pie.
Where's your shoes?
What am I looking for now? A beaker to make you some juice in, aren't I?
Yeah.
Do you not like the orange juice?
No.
You want that currant?
Yeah, that currant. Open. Look, is that cheese?
How's that? Mummy will have this piece, shall she? This slice of bread. I'll have to remember to put the bread maker on later, Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps it'll just be quicker if I go and buy a loaf of bread when we go out, because we've got to go out later on, haven't we? I need to buy Thomas a toy box.
Another box.
Pardon?
Another one.
Another box, yes.
I've thrown the blue circle one. I'm throwing it.
What are you throwing?
That one, that lorry.
Oh, the one on wheels, yes. Mm. But you mustn't really throw the boxes because they're for storing toys in.
Not.
What we've got to do, we've cleared an area behind the stairs, haven't we, today? Mm. Well, under the stairs, behind the sofa. After lunch, Mummy's going to vacuum it. Mm. And then we can start putting toys into toy boxes and putting them away, can't we? Mm.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Would you like that?
Mm. Yes.
I think I'm going to have an apple with my lunch. Would you like some?
Yeah.
Shall we share one?
Mm. Yeah.
A big one.
I want that one. I want one.
Pardon?
I want one.
I want one.
It's mine.
Oh, well, let's share it to us. If you want more, we'll have another one.
The pips.
All right, I'll take the pips out.
Thank you, Mum.
Hey, what? Pips have come. Would you like the skin on or would you like it peeled?
I'd peel the skin on.
I was just about to say, I haven't peeled it today like I normally do. Is that good? Oops. Keeping quiet, isn't it? Chewing into that apple.
What's that rock thing?
I think it might be the tap dripper. Mm. Is that what you could hear? Mm. The water dropping. There's a big bag of rubbish there from beneath the stairs, haven't we? Mm.
No, not rubbish.
Eat some sandwiches as well, darling. I should be hungry.
No, she should. I'm hungry.
The apple's very nice, but it doesn't really fill you up, does it?
No.
Cheese, nice. Mm. You look like you're going to sleep, Thomas, are you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going home to sleep.
Boom! Right.
Put your head back and you closed your eyes.
No, see?
No, well, you've closed your eyes. That's why you can't see.
Wake up time.
Wake up time. Good morning, Thomas.
No, sounds like I see sounds down there. You sound down.
A little bit.
A little bit.
It's not a very nice day, is it, today?
Oh, no.
It's been raining.
What purple.
Whoops.
It's been nice.
You've dropped the apple with skin on?
Mm.
Just give us a quick rinse under the tap. Now, how's that? Mmm, the tap's dripping again now. What have you been doing this morning, Thomas?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Have you been playing?
Yeah. And my beads was very cross.
Who's very cross?
Mummy put all these toys away.
Oh yes, Mummy was cross. That's why I was saying put all these toys away. I like you playing with your toys and I like to see you playing with your toys. But what I don't like is when you get a lot of toys out and then instead of pushing them away, you get more and more out. When you finish playing with something, you should put it away. Mm. You've had a nice time when you've been playing with them, haven't you?
Mm.
And you were a good boy before lunch because you put all those letters and parcels back in Postman Pat's hand, didn't you?
Mm. I'm throwing them.
You'd thrown them?
In my lorry.
Thrown them back in your lorry?
For the lorry. Then let's put sausages. They're shoe-shoes.
Shoe-shoes?
Mmm. Yeah.
Mmm.
Up and down, up and up.
Up and down? Is the table moving up and down? It's a drop leaf table and you're kicking one of the leaves, aren't you? Don't do that, Thomas, please.
Oh, yeah. I'm not in the line, not in that. Your finger in the line. Stop! There's a train coming. There's a train coming.
Where is there a train coming?
There.
Yeah. Thomas, where is the train coming? What, from behind your high chair?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me. Oh, look at the sun now. That's nice.
Stop.
I don't think it'll be hot outside. Dear, it's quite bright.
There's a T-shirt.
Do you feel better for having had something to eat? Oh dear. Oh, poor Thomas. It's a funny cough.
Yeah.
It sounds like something's driving past. I couldn't see anything, could you?
The head of a car.
Oh, I did as well. It sounded like it was going very quickly, didn't it?
I thought it was Postman Pat.
Did you think it was Postman Pat?
Yeah.
Postman came this morning, didn't he?
I'm not seeing him now.
No, not now, but this morning.
A car!
No, our postman walks. He came this morning. Do you not remember when we got up?
No.
Because he brought us another Christmas card. Which had come from Jersey.
Two letters.
He brought two letters.
Lots of letters.
No, it was just two. Oh, no, it was... Sorry, you're right. There were four letters. But there were two that was just junk mail, Thomas, then. You couldn't bother with that, did you? One was a thank you letter.
The other one was a thank you letter.
And the other one was a Christmas card from Jersey. Which has taken a very long time to get to you.
Paper.
No, I've taken it off. Are you not going to have another sandwich, darling?
No, open it, right?
Mmm.
Pick it. Oh! Don't need a scratch, though.
You've got a little scratch on your hand.
Scratch it.
Oh, dear. How did that happen?
Somebody.
Somebody scratched you? Who scratched you?
Somebody. I think. Then a neighbour scratched me.
Who scratched you?
Nana Baby.
Nana Baby scratched you?
Yeah.
Last week when we were in York?
Yeah.
Did she?
Mm.
Why did she scratch you?
On someone's hand.
Have you only just noticed the scratch today? But we went to stay with Nana last week. Are you sure it was Nana?
Like Nana. Like Nana's shoes.
Like Nana's shoes? You like Nana's shoes?
Yeah.
Did you like them?
Nana's shoes too.
Grandad's shoes too. What were you doing, putting Nana and Grandad's shoes on? Were you?
Yeah.
You like mince pies, don't you? Good.
It's called boys.
Boys?
But it's a land of birds.
Did you hear your noise and you thought it was only some little boys or land of birds? I heard a noise. I thought it was some children at the back.
In the back. Behind the trees.
Behind the trees? Yes.
No big bears. No.
No, there aren't any big bears behind the trees, are there?
No.
And there aren't any big bears behind the sofa because we've been there behind there this morning, haven't we, cleaning up?
I like big bears.
Do you like big bears?
Yeah.
Do you know any big bears?
Yeah. Teletubbies got big bears.
Teletubbies have got big bears.
And then, a big brown bear.
A big brown bear.
And a big brown bear.
Where is the big brown bear? Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Does it come from behind the tree?
Yeah. I've got a lot of big bears.
I thought you said you did like big bears.
I'm not.
You're not? You don't like big bears?
Yeah.
Like mince pies.
Yeah. Open it. Just my need.
Open it. Just what I need.
Like Dorothy said. Just what I need.
Like Dorothy said. Just what I need. You're talking about your Postman Pat book, aren't you? And Dorothy opened that parcel and it was a pair of green Wellingtons and she said, "Oh, just what I need." Who's driving off in Postman Pat's van?
Lots of people.
A lot of people?
No, I fell down.
Who fell down?
Yes.
Jess fell down?
Yes.
Oh.
Baba Luga and Jess running down the selling road.
Bob the Builder's pussycat's called Pilchard, not Jess. Do you mean Bob the Builder or do you mean Postman Pat?
Postman Pat.
And where did Jess fall from?
From the B&Q.
From B&Q?
Yeah.
What was she doing at B&Q?
Down the laptop when Pat's there.
Because Postman Pat was there. Alright. Was Postman Pat doing some shopping or was he delivering letters?
Delivering letters. Looking, yes. Did I now? Finished.
Have you finished?
Mm. It's nice.
Was it nice? Did you enjoy your lunch?
Oh, another one! He told us again, can you? And then another one.
No, it's the same one, darling. I moved it this morning.
Just one need, daddy's.
Just what you need, it's like daddy's. It is daddy's.
Just two.
It's your Thomas the Tank Engine CD-ROM, isn't it, that you got for Christmas?
CD-ROM.
CD-ROM.
CD-ROM. Down.
In the crumbs, please. Right, would you like a little wash?
Good girl.
It's stop, good girl.
Go.
Thomas, would you like another sandwich?
No, get out.
You've hardly eaten anything and you said you were very hungry.
I'm hungry. I wanted it down.
Yes, darling, I'm just going to give you a face and hands a wipe before we leave the table.
Please mind the table.
Please mind the table. Yes, she can, darling. Once you've had a wash. Once I've wiped your sticky fingers, you can get there with pleasure.
Pleasure?
Pleasure.
I've seen treasure like that before.
I've seen treasure like that before. I said pleasure. It's my pleasure.
Well, hurry up, Tom. Hold it.
No, just a minute, Thomas. Oh, you've been very cheeky today. I don't know if you're overtired or what. Please take the towel out of your mouth. Thomas, cheeky boy, you are cheeky, aren't you?
Then.
Again, again. What a cheeky monkey.
No, stop it.
No, don't tell Mum to stop it, Thomas. Hurt your teeth.
Gone.
Oh, gone. What are you going to dry your hands on now? You're throwing the towel down.
No.
You won't be able to. You'll have to stay wet.
Stay wet.
Won't you?
All wet.
All wet. All weak.
Wait. Wet as well, whack.
Daddy's about to go back to work tomorrow, Tommy.
Hoodie's still a whack.
Hoodie's not wet.
Take a whack. Hoodie's not take a whack.
Hoodie's got some little
whack.
A little what?
Take a whack.
A little whack?
Yeah.
What do you mean Purdy's got a little whack?
Big paw.
Big paws?
Yes.
She's got big paws.
Big nips.
Big nips?
And Purdy's got big nips.
No, she hasn't.
Yes, I did.
She's got a lot of them, but not big ones.
The big Purdy, big ones.
Now what, are you sure you've had enough to eat?
Yeah.
It's just that you were saying before lunch you were so hungry. You've hardly eaten anything.
No. Please mind the table.
Please mind the table, of course you can. Just push those little crumbs. Does it tickle? Crumbs from in front of you.
What's
that? What's what, it's a bag of rubbish.
It's full.
It's full, that's probably quite right. With the cars.
No, it's a Mr. Taxi.
Well, it might be a taxi, but don't touch the pussycat with it.
The taxi.
Oh no, you frightened her now, Tom. She's gone.
And Tisha.
No, she was just sitting quietly on the rug, wasn't she?
It's a rug. What's the rug there now?
She's gone now.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound nice, does it?
No.
That's it. Blow your nose. Is this your new toy box?
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shall we put the drawers back in the container?
No. No. No, Mummy.
Why?
It's a Jimmy.
What do you mean it's a Jake Jimmy?
This is a Jake Jimmy.
Jake Jimmy's your friend.
And the Jake Jimmy and the bottle of orange juice.
See Jake Jimmy with a big bottle of orange juice?
Yes. And not kick it in the trolley.
You not take it in the trolley?
Yeah, and they push it. Oh, it's a trolley, yes it is.
It's a trolley, yes it is. Well, I don't really know what you're talking about now, Thomas.
Oh! Teddy bear picnics.
Teddy bear's picnic?
Yes. And see teddy bear. A holiday.
Teddy bear's picnic and the holiday?
I want to see one. And that's right. And see a big elephant like that.
You saw a big elephant like that?
Yeah.
Where did you see a big elephant?
In that fat nose.
In that fat nose? You mean the elephant's got a big trunk?
Big trunk, yeah. And bananas.
Big bananas?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, of course.
And the elephant got toys and boxes, I think, and unibrows and elephants. Oh!
The elephant's got toys and boxes, you think, and jingle bells.
And phones, one. And phones, elephant.
I can see the elephant, your toy elephant, sitting on your bicycle, isn't it?
Sleeping.
Is he sleeping?
Oh, there's a thing.
If that was a real elephant, you wouldn't be able to carry it in your mouth like you are doing now.
You are?
Thank you very much, that's very kind. What shall we call your elephant?
I don't know, a cow.
A cow? We'll call the elephant a cow, shall we? Now, shall we call her Nelly?
Nelly.
Nelly the elephant. Whoops. Nelly or Ellie?
Ellie.
Ellie. Ellie the elephant.
An elephant.
An elephant.
Taxi coming.
The taxi's coming now, is it?
Hello, taxi.
Hello, taxi.
Elephant putting in the taxi.
You're putting the elephant in the taxi?
Even it's not fit.
I don't think it will fit, will it?
No.
I don't think you'd be able to get a real elephant in the taxi because elephants are very, very big. And taxis are bigger than normal cars, but they're not quite that big, are they?
Nay.
No.
Going backwards.
Going backwards.
Stop. Cars.
What did you say about motor cars?
Driving past.
They're driving past.
On the slippery road.
The slippery road. You've got two cars, haven't you?
Yeah, lots of cars.
You've got lots of cars. What, two racing cars together there?
Racing cars.
Getting out. Well, I was just looking to see what sort of cars you've got because we're going to start putting your
the
toys. Yes, that's the big challenge before the Christmas brought you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now we've got this swish new toy box, we can start putting the cars into it, can't we? I don't know what Jess is doing over here. Jess is in the middle of all your cars. Shall we put her in Postman Pat's van?
Of course. And let's go on the back thing. In the back thing. It's a thing in the back.
Are you putting her in the back, are you?
Yeah. Not a lot letters again. Signpost, Mummy.
A big signpost. It's a nice big red signpost, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's brush. It's falling down.
The signpost is falling down. I think it had a bit of help from you, didn't it?
Lots of fire engines. People get past. People get past.
People can get past.
Sitting here.
Passengers?
Yeah.
Do you have passengers on the fire engine?
There's a fire on board.
There's a fire on board.
Fire on board. The policeman going in the fire engine.
The policeman's going on the fire engine.
Yeah, of course. Ham. Yeah. On the fire engine. Look there, lot of things.
A lot of things, yeah.
Shiny things. Oh.
Well, I think we can keep all the Lego in the truck that we've already got Lego in, can't we?
Get Lego. My letters are mad. My letters.
Your letters?
Yeah.
And they're pieces of the jigsaw, aren't they?
No, my letters.
Oh, but I was just trying to tidy it up.
What's in my hand? My hand.
You want them in your hand?
Yeah. I can't talk. So my sandwich in my mouth.
You can't talk? You've got your sandwich in your mouth?
Yes. Got a mint. Mint.
You think you've got a mint?
I've got mints.
Who's got mints?
Me. Hold a little bit of paper. You've been busy today.
You've been busy today?
Yeah. With your letters and parcels.
You're busy with your letters and parcels?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you see. After Christmas, everybody will be writing their thank you letters, won't they?
Yeah, my letters.
So we were busy at Christmas with Christmas cards.
Yeah.
And we've got to write some thank you letters. And when we do, we'll have an awful lot to post, won't we? So yeah. We'll be able to go around. We can go to the post box with the ones we've got to put stamps on.
My letters, man.
And we can put them in the post box, and then one or two of the neighbours we can walk to, can't we? We can go round and hand them thank you letters. Or push them through the letterboxes like we did with the Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Because you've an awful lot of people to say thank you to, Thomas, haven't you?
Yeah. The letters about.
Would you like to put them into that post box?
No.
No.
That one.
That one? You mean Mummy's knee? Thank you.
Put in Daddy's letter box. Put in Daddy's letter box.
What's in your granddad's letterbox?
Loaded letters. Oh, my blugger Nick.
Pardon?
Blugger Nick.
I don't know what you're saying.
Blugger Nick. I'm thinking about.
Blugger Nick?
Yeah.
What's a blugger Nick?
The
big shoes. Oh, you keep saying big shoes, and we don't know what shoes are. Or what shoes is.
People? Yeah.
Are shoes people?
Yeah.
Can you see all those teeth marks? Have you been eating your fire engine?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Do you have teeth fire engines?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes, I need a bus. Make a bus. My two bus. I need a bus.
You need the bus? Thank you.
Putting more slot down. And the thank you card.
Oh, I see, you're posting your thank you cards. Oh, thank you. And the slot is the top of my head, is it?
Yes.
All right.
Putting slip down. Look.
That's slipping down? Yes, that's slipped down.
And that's hanging in, I think. Isn't it? Completers. Two ones.
Push. Fire engine and the police car. You're posting the shape pieces of jigsaw down the back of my head, aren't you?
Yeah, posting like a postbox.
Posting them like a postbox and you're pretending that they're... Thank you, letters. Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope you can remember all the things that people gave you, Thomas, so that we can write and count them.
Yeah. Down.
Post them all down my head, yeah. Does Mum make a good postbox? Does Mummy make a really good postbox, Thomas?
Yeah. Big noises.
Big noises?
Thank you letters today. This is our parcels. Post them down the slot.
Got letters and parcels, post them down the slot.
Thank you letters today. We post them on somebody's door.
Thank you letters today, you're posting them through somebody's door.
That blue door.
Oh, that blue door, yes, that would make a very good postbox, wouldn't it? We bought this storage system, Thomas, to help tidy up the toys and stuff for. Instead of being used as a toy storage unit, you've used it as a postbox, a mobile shop, postman pants van, a lorry. What else have you used it for?
The cars.
The cars?
Yeah. When past. Beep beep. Beep. Show these letters.
Yes.
Mama's door, a blue door. Press the blue door.
That's a blue front door.
That door.
But who else?
Neighbours, Pat.
The neighbours?
Yeah.
Mama Bobby has a blue front door, doesn't she?
That's a blue door. No, that postbox. It's a bit heavy.
It is a bit heavy. I was just thinking, if you're going to be carrying something big like that, Thomas, do be careful, please.
Put it in the lorry.
No, keep it on the floor, sweetheart, because if it falls off, it'll break.
Put it in that lorry. No, fall down. And the biscuit.
All the toys you've got, your favourite is still posting things, isn't it? Plain postman. It's your very, very favourite occupation, isn't it? Oops, thank you.
And you dropped them down your slot.
You dropped them down the slot. You were looking more like a dustbin man then, Thomas. You collected all the letters in the box and then you tipped them on my tummy.
You tipped your tummy.
You tipped them on my tummy, didn't you?
It's funny.
Is it funny?
Yes, it is.
Do it today. Let's do it today. Oh, it's a good job, but Mummy's got such a big tummy, isn't it?
It's funny.
Is it funny?
Funny bit fat tummies.
You're not allowed to say I've got a big fat tummy.
There's a lot of.
bottom of the letter here, look. It's a letter that looks like a little people carrier.
People carrier.
Oops, it has a number 6 on it, Thomas. Can you see?
Number 6.
Oh, yeah. You coming for a cuddle?
No, letter.
I thought you were coming for a cuddle.
No.
Can I have a cuddle, please?
But my nose in your nose.
You bumped your nose on my nose?
Yes. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you so much, Steve. You're puffing and panting. What are you doing?
Behind your post.
You're trying to get the post from behind my back?
Yeah. No more letters that you're cushion off.
You're taking my cushion away now? Oh, poor mummy. Whoops! Trying to lean back and cushion's gone.
And up and down.
I think I'll just lie back in the armchair. Cushion's gone. I'm tired. I think I'll just have a little rest. I'll lie back in the chair. Oops. The cushion's gone.
Again.
Oh, I think I'll just have a little rest. I'll lie back gently and
again.
You're cheeky.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Then again.
Just snuggle up. Gently put my head back and
the window. That's not.
Could I have a little look at that teddy bear, Thomas? The white one.
Oh, thanks. That's.
Thank you. Yes, this one. That's lovely. This is your Christmas teddy.
Yeah.
You got this last year from Auntie Joyce. He's white and he's got little tartan paws and little tartan ears. Look at his red velvet nose. Can you feel that? That fabric's called velvet.
It's trying to be hot.
It's not a bit hot, Thomas.
Yes, it is. Lie back.
Yes. No, I'm going to lie back with Teddy gently. We're just going to lie back. Very gentle. Oh, there's no cushion. What does Teddy's bib say? It says, Happy Christmas. And, whoops. not moving now. Oh, I think you're being cruel. Shall we put Teddy in the bicycle?
Yeah.
Teddy might like to have a little ride. Oh, Thomas, you're just determined to hurt me now.
You're pushing me?
Why are you pushing me? You were doing that with Grandad Bealby, weren't you?
Yes.
What was Grandad pretending to do?
Sleep. Boom!
Grandad was pretending to go to sleep and you kept saying...
Boom!
Waking him up.
Go to sleep, take a rest.
Go to sleep, have a little rest. Okay, I'll go to sleep and have a little rest. I'm having a little rest, right? I'll have a little rest. What are you doing?
I'm having a little rest.
You're lying down to have a little rest as well?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. We go to music group on Friday morning.
Yeah! Wake up! Boom!
And when we go to music class, we have a few moments when we lie quietly together, don't we?
Yeah, boo.
Only you mustn't say boo.
No.
Don't you dare say boo on Friday morning.
Hello.
No. Now, Julian puts some nice classical music on, doesn't he? And we lie down for a few minutes and listen to it quietly, don't we? And you usually play with my hair, don't you? So that when I stand up, I look a real mess.
Yes.
You mustn't say boo. Julian will be cross.
Julian will be cross.
When you see Julian, you've got to wish him Happy New Year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Julian. Happy New Year.
My van's stuck.
Pardon?
My van's stuck.
Your house van's stuck, is it?
Yeah.
Do you think Julian's better because he was poorly, wasn't he, before Christmas?
Put something in there. My bicycle now.
Oh, you're riding your bicycle now.
Who was that noise?
I think it was the balloon. It sounded like a yellow balloon.
Was it gone? Was it B? It's gone somewhere.
It's gone, it's there. It's fallen in between the two toy boxes, look. You see it?
Yeah. I heard a noise, swiping up it.
You heard a noise?
Swiping it.
Swiping it?
Look, look, your present.
My present?
Yes, I'm get it. I'll have you for the price.
Where's my present?
My fun Christmas. I don't know.
Shall we have a look at it, this box?
Yes, yes. It's full of chocolates.
It isn't full of chocolates.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, Thomas. What colour's the box?
Red.
Red with what colour are the patterns on it?
White.
And they're silver.
Silver.
Do you remember silver and gold?
Mm-hmm.
Two shiny colours, aren't they?
Open it.
Yes, but we've got to be careful because there might be something breakable inside.
Look.
Oh, wow. Wow,
wow.
Wow, wow. I know what's inside because we've opened it before.
Ooh.
You be careful because it's glass, darling. Look, they've put glitter inside to make it look all sparkly.
Put it in the lid.
But aren't they nice? They're two drinking cups or glasses, but they've got nice frames. Mm-hmm. Well, be careful because we need to wash it before we can drink out of it.
Another.
And look, they've come. It's come with some mulled wine.
They're mine.
Let me show you what happens. You know the red wine that we were always drinking before?
Mm-hmm.
When you get some red wine and you drop one of these. Now you smell these. Now, does that smell anything?
Yeah.
That smells spicy, Thomas.
More spicy.
Spicy. Smell it again.
Spicy.
Spicy. The strong smell. It's cinnamon and cloves. Just
that one tops your nut looks.
So you heat up some red wine in a pan and you drop one of those in. And you can put all sorts of things like oranges and apples inside.
I'm going to open it.
Yeah, be very, very careful because the spices will come out. Just smell it again and then pop it back in the box. There we are. And you drink that in those nice glasses.
And yeah. Look. There.
And look, the other thing it's come with are some
big chocolates.
They're not big chocolates, they're cinnamon biscuits.
I want one.
Would you like one?
Yes.
I think you might find it a little, just a second. I think you might find it a little bit too spicy.
Yeah.
But we'll open them anyway, shall we?
Yeah.
There are four cinnamon biscuits in this packet.
Mm.
But if we open them now, we'll tell Daddy there are only three, shall we?
Only three, Daddy!
Shh, don't tell him now. Oh, good time, won't you? It's our little secret. It's our little secret. You probably won't like it when you taste it, Thomas. It might be a little bit too strong. It might taste very much like those little sachets smelt.
It's nice.
Is it nice? Well, there are two packets with two biscuits. So you can have one biscuit and I'll have the other. How's that?
That's
a lot of biscuits. Hello,
Purdy. Let's see. Your biscuits are upstairs.
Your biscuits are upstairs? You're telling Purdy your biscuits are upstairs?
Daddy tipped your water over.
Daddy tipped your water over?
Yes.
He did, didn't he?
Let me find you, Purdy.
Well, is Purdy going to play with your fire?
Purdy, don't run in the wand. Look, that fire.
No, just leave her, Thomas. She's not running around. She's just trying to walk past.
Just leave her.
No, Daddy walked into the kitchen, didn't he, and kicked the bowl of water over that we'd left for Pony. He didn't see it. Oh, these biscuits are really nice, aren't they?
Thank you, Gummidge.
I'll leave Thomas, leave Purdy alone.
But that hurt me.
She didn't hurt you, but she will if you keep pressing her back like that.
That noise. What's that noise?
I think it was Mummy putting the box back together. So that was worth opening, wasn't it, to get a nice biscuit?
Drop her pillow. Good girl, Mummy.
Is Purdy a good girl?
Good girl, Mummy.
Mummy's a good girl.
Yeah.
Don't give Purdy a biscuit, Thomas. No, Purdy won't like it. It's too spicy for Purdy. Leave her.
A fat tail.
No, she's got a beautiful tail.
No, dirty tail. Not a dirty tail.
She's not got a dirty tail.
Yes.
She's not. She's got a beautiful tail.
No.
Beautiful pussycat. Isn't she? Oh, no, steady now. Well, Thomas, Purdy's a bit frightened by this. Please, no.
Run away.
No, just let her get past.
I can't now.
Poor pussycat.
Poor pussycat.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, she's not hurt. Let me just picked her up, that's why she cried. Do you want to go past Purdy, darling?
Oh my god, something's wrong in here. Something's wrong.
Something's wrong. You chasing Purdy is very wrong.
Not worry. Stay there a moment.
You're telling her to stay there?